You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, it is time for No Filter Friday. And we're going to jump right onto the lines and chat with Lisa. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, my boys. How are you today?
We're great, Lisa.
I'm having a good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, probably the most important one, Dom, that you'll want to know about is that you were right.
Hey, listen, Lisa, you take as much time here as you would like, okay?
What?
No
what
rush.
Happened?
What? No rush.
Why is he right? What's going on?
Jeremy, Dom is always right, but we moved into this apartment a couple months ago, and I called you guys when we were moving in, and we moved into the garden-level apartment, so we didn't have to hike up 3 flights of stairs with groceries.
Mm-hmm.
But our upstairs neighbors, I feel like they just drop bowling balls on the floor all night long. Like, that's all I hear.
You wouldn't listen to me, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Sorry, Dom.
They're rude.
You were right.
Have you gone up to confront them and say, what are you doing up here? What's going on?
No, because they're kind of scary.
Yeah, it wouldn't do any good anyway.
Probably not. I think it's possible that they have a kid, too. But I couldn't tell if it was the TV crying or if it was a real person. So I
It's you crying because of all the noise. So let me ask you, how long is your lease?
A year.
Oh, you're stuck. Well, they might let you switch, right?
No.
No, you're locked in, huh?
Hmm.
Well, yeah.
So how long has it been? About 2 months?
3.
Okay, so you got 9 months to go. T minus. Start looking in advance. But get out of that because your peace of mind and your sleep and everything else, you don't need that. You don't need those clompy people above you. Mm-mm.
Ugh, I swear it's like a bowling ball. Like, it's like every 5 minutes after, always after 7 o'clock.
It would be funny if you did go up there and they actually did have little bowling lanes up there. Renting out shoes and.
Well,
what are you guys doing this weekend?
Tomorrow night, I think we're taking the kiddos out for our annual, we go get hot chocolate and then drive around and look at Christmas lights.
That's cool.
We'll be doing that tomorrow night. Yeah. Get
Pretty
them
cool.
out of the house a little bit. Isn't that cute?
We have a standing Saturday night movie night where we expose Zoe to a movie that she's never seen before. She's 18. And so we've exposed her to a bunch of like classics, not like 1940s stuff, but just stuff that she hasn't seen. And we're doing a Christmas movie tomorrow night. I'm sorry, what?
How many Mel Brooks movies have you exposed her to?
None. Not a one. Because I'm not a jerk like that where I'm forcing her to watch movies that I liked when I was young. I'm selecting films that I'm pretty sure she'll say, yeah, that was damn good. Like, just
what's
for
on
example,
tap?
For one of them was like A Fish Called Wanda, all right? Which is a hilarious movie, and it kind of still stands the test of time, sort of. And she's like, hey, thanks. That was really funny. I like that one.
Did you do but Fight Club?
We did Fight Club.
Fight
she
Club's
loved
a great one.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
Loved it. And then tomorrow night, we're doing a Christmas movie that she's never seen, and I only saw it when it first came out, so I haven't seen it in 30 years. It's the Bill Murray movie Scrooged.
Yeah.
So we're doing that Christmas movie tomorrow night. So.
There you go. That's what we're doing, Lisa.
There you go. Listen, have a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show, and I hope the 9 months goes quickly.
You and me both. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Lisa. You can hear the
She's
mystery
so exhausted,
in her voice.
Yeah.
Next up is Deanna. Deanna, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey. Hi, thanks for having me.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Oh, my gosh, jack shit because, sorry, I can't swear. Nothing because we're in
Did
quarantine.
Did you? What? Jeremy hit the
Yeah,
dump
I dumped
button.
It.
Let's start over with you, Deanna. Keep your mouth clean.
Okay, I'm doing nothing because we're in quarantine.
Okay.
All right, good.
Sorry.
I hope that works because doesn't that usually kill the phone?
Usually.
I won't
didn't
do it.
Kill the phone.
Hey, I work in broadcast. I'm totally cool.
Well, then you should know better.
Then you're the last person who should do that.
I know. I know. I haven't had much human contact, guys.
Huh.
And now I know why.
Well, so a little birdie told me that you're calling from out of state.
I am, yeah. So we had to move to Minnesota about a month ago. You guys are a breath of fresh air. Like, all the DJs up here sound like chipmunks. I think it's a requirement. And we finally got our internet up and working and got you guys on our Alexa this morning. And it's so great. It's so great to listen to you guys every morning again.
Well, that's cool.
First of all, that's really sweet of you,
second,
Potty Mouth. But then
chipmunks?
Secondly, how does a radio person sound like a chipmunk?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know. They all do. All the females up here, they all sound like chipmunks, and the guys all sound like they're kind of like, I don't know, college, I don't know, party guys. I don't know. They just, you guys are much better. You guys have, like, good content. You're not too raunchy. It's just good.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very sweet. Yeah. Well,
we know what we're doing.
I know. Well, I was listening to you guys this morning with all this marriage advice, and I was dying. You reminded me of this great story, and I thought you'd get a chuckle out of it. So years ago, I'm getting married, and I'm having my wedding shower, and I'm getting all these, like, toasters and towels and don't go to bed angry. And I get to my gift for my 85-year-old grandma, and I'm like, kind of, you know, thinking it's going to be a doily or some crystal or something. I open it up. It is the most beautiful silk negligee. And in it is a note of advice, and it says, treat him rough and don't tell him a thing. And needless to say, we've been married 16 years.
Ah, so it's working.
It's working. That's the best advice. Treat him rough, don't tell him a thing.
Do you still have that same negligee?
I do, and I have two children.
So you've worn it at least twice.
At least twice. <yep. laughs> I'm gonna sell it on Craigslist here in a little bit. Need some Christmas money.
Slightly used. No.
You know, it's funny because with that poll question, there were so many people who, in a roundabout way, referenced the same thing you're talking about still keeping the spark and staying physically close to each other.
A lot of romance. People said that, it's very important. So
Well, I think it's more about being in charge. Like, you wear the pants in the family. He doesn't have to know what's going on. You can do what you want to do. You know.
Yes, Mistress Deanna.
Buy what you want to buy. Cook what you want to cook.
My goodness.
We have a little dominatrix.
I know. I just like being in charge.
Wow.
Oh, you guys are taking it all the wrong way.
I don't think so.
I love it.
I do not think so.
Well, we know how you're taking it. So listen, you are absolutely delightful. Thank you for calling us from Minnesota.
Yeah, thanks for rocking us on Alexa.
Are you ready for that winter?
What?
Okay.
Thanks, Yoko. She's ready for winter because she knows how to stay warm, Dom.
What do you think? That's like once a month, though.
Nah, it doesn't sound like it with her.
There's 29 other very cold days.
Good night.
All right, everybody else who's calling in, clean mouths. Here's Ashley. Ashley, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning. Hey, so what's going on?
So I need some advice. So my kiddos are 8 and 6. And they decided, my husband and I had ordered a bunch of Christmas presents for them on Amazon, and the Amazon boxes came, and we hid them. And then they went snooping and found them and opened the Amazon boxes. And then my son, the 8-year-old, decided to open one of the toys and started playing with it. And so now I don't know what to do for Christmas.
Well, they've ruined Christmas now, haven't they?
Are you asking if you should go get something else?
No,
the answer is no.
Ship it all back and say you ruined Christmas.
I dare you to do that.
I dare you to.
Well, so I have sent back a couple of them, and I just don't know how I feel about.
What were their ages?
6 and 8.
The 8-year-old should know better.
Yeah.
Well, so, and that's what I thought. And then, I mean, and my daughter told me she's 6, and she came and told me that they did it, and then I got very angry and upset with them, and then my daughter was very remorseful, and my son seemed like he was remorseful, but it kind of
this is nothing
care.
New. This is nothing new for kids to snoop and find and open. I honestly, Ashley, blame you for being a horrible present hider.
You're a bad hider.
This basically boils down to you, my friend.
Where were you hiding these?
They were in, so we have, in our master bathroom, we have two closets, and one of them locks. But, so we put it in the closet that locks, but they, my very smart children, used a butter knife to unlock the door.
What? They picked
It was the six-year-old, too.
Butter knife?
Yes. So
and you're letting them play with knives?
Wow.
I know, I'm just a horrible mother.
Mom of the year here.
Dang. They picked it with a butter knife. Those kids are desperate for these presents.
I'm not mad at these kids at all. This is great.
Man, oh man.
So they, and I mean, my kids don't do without during the year. It's not like we just wait all year long.
No, I get it.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Listen, this is a, this is, yeah, this is not a preachy thing, but I'm just going to say that the whole, the age of teaching children consequences is mostly over. There's still some families who do it, but mostly there's no consequences anymore. So kids, they don't have to worry about doing something like that because next year you'll be right back with the same Christmas, blah, blah, blah. I would recommend that you return those and don't replace them. And that's their consequence. You know, and that's what they learn. And next year, there's no way they break into a closet or anything because they've learned what happens. You're not going to do that, though.
Enjoy your very sad Christmas with your kids crying.
She's not going to do it.
She's not going to do that.
We had a love court several years ago that was classic. It was somebody who, they had a child who I think was about 8 or 9, maybe 10. And the kid was doing this thing, I want this for Christmas. If I don't get this for Christmas, then I don't want anything. And the parents were no way going to spend that amount of money. It was some really expensive thing. And the question was, do you hold them to that? In other words, if the kid says, I want this $500 present, and if you don't get me that, then I don't want anything. And the dad's position was, I don't want to get him anything. I want to teach him a consequence. If you say that, we've told you we're not going to spend it, then you're not going to get anything. Are you sure? And he's like, I don't want anything. And the mom was like, you can't do that to
a
child.
Was that an older kid, though? It sounds like a teenager.
It was like 10 or 11. It wasn't any older than 10.
Hmm.
And the mom was like, you can't do that. You got to give them something. And you know what? The dad won that love court, and they got that child nothing for Christmas.
Well, are you going to do it, Ash? Are you going to send it all back?
Well, we also thought about making them donate it. So have them open the Christmas presents and then donate them to a charity for kids that don't have gifts.
I like
that.
That's pretty good, too. That's really good. But then are you going to turn around and buy more gifts then?
That's the key here.
No, we're not buying any more gifts. But we either the decision was to put them under the tree and they don't get the Christmas excitement. Or we make them donate them to, or at least one of them, to the
one,
you know, to a church or.
Sure. If you're getting like 5 to 10 things and you make them donate one, they've learned nothing.
Well, they're only getting 4 each this year because we adopted a family this year, so we decided to buy them the other family more Christmas presents. So our children they're only getting 4.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
You're doing a lot of noble things. That's good.
Yeah, we're going down a different path here. Look, I'm of the opinion, I'll go first and then Jeremy, that I think they lose them, all 4. Jeremy, what do you think?
I like the, now you've seen them, now you got to get rid of one, because that makes it hard, because they're
just
like,
one?
They've seen it, they're excited for something, now they have to get rid of it.
Just one.
You got to chalk it up to they're only 7 and 8, too, and every kid since the beginning of time has done this, and snooped, and found.
And we'll do it again the next year, because they don't learn any consequence.
I think next year, Ashley should hide them a little bit better. I think some of this falls on mom, too.
Well, I agreed with you on that in the first case, until I found out that she had them in a locked closet, and they broke in.
Well, then you need a better lock. You need a better hiding spot and a better lock.
Ashley, get back in touch with us down the road. Let us know what you did, okay?
I will. Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Yeah, good luck.
Ooh-wee. Okay, well, look, let's compromise. How about 2 of the 4? Then?
All right, get rid of 2.
There has to be some pain involved.
Yeah. And you know it was probably the 8-year-old that went snooping, and the 6-year-old just followed along, too, so...
I think that's right.
Can't be fully on the 6-year-old.
I could see Reed doing
so
that.
So I blame Ashley and the 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Leave the 6-year-old alone.
Don't you think Reed would do something like that?
No. No.
You don't think so?
His nickname's the sheriff, man. He tattles on kids. He's a good Samaritan.
Those
he wouldn't do
ones,
that.
Yeah, but those are the ones who slide.
It was the best when the teacher and
Tell on everyone else.
I think his preschool or kindergarten teacher said, yeah, his nickname around here is the sheriff.
He's going to get beat up.
Tells, I know.
You better have a talk with that boy.
He needs a deputy to watch his back.
He keeps tattling on other kids. That's going to come home to roost, my friend.
I don't know.
I love No Filter Friday.
Yeah, thank you, ladies.
Those are great calls. Except one potty mouth lady. It was all good. And even her call was great.